Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey, Barry Manning here. Celtics beat the Bucks 122-119. This Another is a Garden Report with Josue Pavone by my side here to finish up this homestand. Long road trip coming up for the Celtics. But they finish this homestand, winners of seven straight, escape with a win here against the Bucks. And despite a 36-21 fourth quarter, Josue, where the Bucks swarmed back to within three, had multiple chances to both tie the game and pull within two. After a couple of Jalen Brown free throws made it a five-point game late. They missed both threes, but a flurry of Lillard triples before that. Portis putbacks, as well as tough jump shots from him, pulled the Bucks back into this game, similar to how they did in November. But in this game, it felt like they really threatened. And with no Giannis Antetokounmpo, a pretty strong showing from Milwaukee here. I think they, especially being in that locker room, and I know you were in Doc Rivers' presser after the game, I think they feel good about this one and made some real strides here, as they have since Doc took over. Only 12-11, so the record's not great over that stretch, but they're above 500. Their defense moved up to 14th coming into this game. You didn't see that evenly tonight. The Celtics really took it to them at times. They led by as many as 21, but the comeback, the persistence, and the positioning late to win the game, I think, is all a good silver lining for Milwaukee.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're Doc Rivers, you're happy with what happened here. I mean, outside of not getting the win, this is as good as it gets in terms of putting the Celtics in a tough situation, forcing a two-point game, like you said, in the late fourth quarter, and more specifically, what we saw in the third quarter, which Doc Hope happens again and again and again the next time he faces the Celtics, and that's Jason Tatum getting zero attempts from the field. I mean, that's a testament to their defense in terms of adjusting and the zone defense that he thought that provided a lot of problems for the Celtics, even though they were able to figure things out later on in the second half, especially in that fourth quarter. However, if you're Doc Rivers, though, this is that bulletin board material. You know, if we see these guys again, we'll be ready for this, and we'll be a different team the next time we play them, you know, whether that's the last game of the regular season or if these two teams meet up in the postseason. So I just think that this game was much more beneficial for Doc. But you turn around and look at Joe Mazzulla and the Celtics, and you say, man, if you're Joe Mazzulla, you're sort of happy the way things played out. I mean, yeah, you didn't completely blow that, you know, 20-plus point lead, which is something that's happened before. You know, you made the right corrections down the stretch. You were down two guys, two starters. Someone stepped up. I mean, all that matters. Peyton Pritchard, you know, which is someone that Doc Rivers was talking about after the game. You know, so obviously that was an impact that Doc looks back on and say, man, we got to correct that. His second unit, trying to get the most out of them. So there's a lot that the Bucks have to work on, a whole lot compared to what the Celtics are, where they're at this point in the regular season. But, I mean, you look back at this game and you'll say, man, at least the Celtics wasn't one of those, you know, you blow the big lead and then we have to talk about the mistakes that they made. You know, they've corrected those mistakes for sure in that fourth quarter. And it started with your leaders in Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, and I think when you're checking the boxes of good things from this game, Celtics continue to be relentless against the mismatches. They didn't let Lillard off the hook. Right. Tatum, who had 31 in this game, went after Malik Beasley late twice for scores that are essentially iced this game.
I love that.
You had a massive contribution from the bench, as you mentioned, Peyton Pritchard. Sri Mihailu came in and made a big three in the first half. Kornet, Tillman all had contributions. And the Celtics largely dominated those second unit minutes, despite Drew Holiday being out. Sam Hauser as well, who looked good in the locker room before the game, was upgraded a questionable coming into this one. So all of those things make you feel good, along with Derek White making some huge shots and continuing his tear. Yeah,
that drove Doc crazy too. We talk about that as well.
If you are a little bit fearful of the Bucks, and I'm not, I think their flaws are massive to the point where they can't win a series against the Celtics. You at least moved, if you're me, I think you feel a little bit this way too toward, okay, let's keep an eye on that, because they made life difficult for Porzingis. Mm-hmm. He really didn't look like himself in this one against the front line and the drop and everything else the Bucks threw out there. Bobby Portis breaking on the boards the way he did. I mean, this isn't a Bucks team that really emphasizes the offensive boards, and they were still able to get them in spots. And then you think of performance like Lillard's, the pressure that put on Porzingis, pressure put on Horford at times. And Celtics want to play bigger, but he's really able to pull those guys out to the perimeter. So I thought he was great, even against some full court pressure in Brown. His sentiment was, I've seen that. Middleton said it too. He's seen everything. So I don't think that threw him off too much. He had a big miss late. That brick was bad when they were down three there. But overall, my thing with the Bucks is that they're never going to stop. They're just going to keep pushing, keep shooting. Giannis is just like this too. It's why I have the ultimate respect for him. So you could, over a seven-game series, find yourself in two crunch-time games like tonight that really shouldn't have been there.
And if you're the Bucks, I mean, that's essentially what it's all about. You know, slowing down Tatum, obviously, the way they did after halftime. I mean, I know we've talked about the third quarter a lot throughout the course of the season in terms of, like, the Celtics kind of flipping that switch, putting teams to bed. I mean, the opposite happened here tonight. I mean, it's been a while since we've seen something like that to this extent, where they were able to make that comeback, or they didn't complete the comeback, but get it to within two as fast as they did. You know, down the stretch, all that stuff is important. But, you know, I just think when it comes down to how the Celtics executed down the stretch, I love that Jason Tatum took it to the rack, got the layup, got to the free throw line. You know, those are two big possessions that really made things difficult for the Bucks in terms of completing that comeback. However, it's those extra passes, you know, like Jaylen Brown with the hockey assist. He read the double team coming the second it was on its way, sends it to Tatum, Tatum to White, White hits the three. I mean, when all five guys are dialed in like that, the Celtics are going to find that hole where they're going to make defenses pay. And I think that's the part where it really – that's the part that really hurts the Bucks. If we're talking about how serious they are of a threat to the Celtics, how many times can you do something like that in the best of seven series? I mean, do I give these guys a couple of games? Yeah, of course. I mean, Damian Lillard, Giannis Antetokounmpo, can they keep up with the Celtics? It's a theme I've been saying that I said a lot throughout that 11-game win streak. Can you keep up with the Celtics? And if you do, you have a shot in that final 3 minutes, 4 minutes of the fourth quarter if the game is relatively close. The Bucks fit that criteria. However, the Celtics still have those weapons at the end. And you just hope that they don't shoot themselves in the foot, or no one plays hero ball, or you know have two or three poor offensive possessions that the Bucks can capitalize on. But when it comes down to it, though, they're showing signs of making the right decisions, making the right choices. And it's not just Tatum and Brown. Like, that's the making of a championship team. When you can't leave wide open, or you have to worry about that extra possession, or pass. And I think what used to drive me crazy, or you know, the biggest thing that drove me crazy about this year's team was when they would kind of play that hero ball, or at least, you know, I'll get the ball to Tatum and everyone just watch him, you know,
slow down
in the last minute, you know, last minute and a half, slow down. Exactly. That's what the defense wants you to do. And I thought that the Celtics didn't do that. They didn't let the Bucks get comfortable in that regard.
They will have been the fourth quarter, got them in trouble late. Right. They escape.
Yeah. Those final minutes, though, you know, and Tatum making the right decision, but also guys like Derek White, you know, that's really what this team, when it's at its best, that's what kills, you know, opposing squads, opposing defenses.
There's progress for sure. I'm still a little bit wary of the crunch time. 11-9, 3-point game, under 3 minutes.
They can give up a lead. That's the thing.
That made me feel like might have been in position to blow this game, but they do take care of business. And let's call him 12-9 in that spot now.
Right.
Not terrible. And still a work in progress. Same with the Bucks. They're trying to figure out the defense. They, to me, could hang with the Celtics offensively.
Definitely.
The defense we're going to have to see. And that's what's going to challenge them from even getting to the East Finals or wherever these two teams would end up meeting. So they have to do that first and foremost. Joe alluded to that after the game, saying that you can't take too much away from this because of the absences. And the fact that there's no guarantee that these two teams are going to play down the stretch of the season. Do you feel like it's inevitable? Celtics Bucks East Finals. How would you feel about a series like that? Let us know below. And these two teams, of course, do face in Milwaukee one more time later in the year. First, Celtics head to Detroit on Friday. We will have coverage of that remote on the Garden Report here on CLNS Media. And Saturday against the Bulls, of course, shout out to our sponsors. Go to prizepicks.com/CLNS right now to get a 100% matching bonus up to $100. Fun to use, great app to navigate. That code, so easy to put in when you first go into the app. So check that out. Show them some support. It'll be a big help to the Garden Report and CLNS Media. As well as Nutrafol. Check out Nutrafol.com/men for $10 off your first month over there. That's Nutrafol.com/men. For Josue Pavone, Bobby Manning, This has been the Garden Report. Celtics escape. Keep the win streak going. Seven games again, just like that for the Celtics. And they are on to Detroit, Chicago, and we will be in Atlanta for that double game next week, the mini series in Atlanta against the Hawks. So see you there. And good night, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.